absolutely fantastic. It was obviously a brilliant result for us. I think a thoroughly deserved result. The team played very well. And we have been doing that up until the final. We've been playing some lovely football. Maybe not killing off teams like we should do and we'd like to do. But at the end of the day, we've done well enough to get to the final. And as I said, thoroughly deserved. And you've got to say a big thanks to the effort that the team and the management have put in over the last few weeks to keep us where we are. So a great achievement, and hopefully we'll keep on going in that vein towards the league games that's coming up and the final at the end of March.
And a second final in 6 years. I mean, this club's building some sort of a relationship with the Challenge Cup. Is that fair?
Yeah, probably fair to say. It's been one of our better ones to be involved with. But yeah, there's no difference at the club from what I hear from the team management. The gaffer, John McGlynn, and Paul Smith do a great job. They're looking at every game as it comes along, and we just really want to win every game. I know sometimes that's not possible, but the management team have been fantastic, I think, this season, so it's great credit to them that they've got us where we are.
But you must have been so frustrated when you were informed by Partick about the damage that happened to the seating.
Yes, well, unfortunately, these things happen in football. We definitely don't want that kind of following coming to Raith Rovers and Stars Park, and obviously going to the away games. But success brings extra numbers into the club and to the grounds and the following of the team, which, yeah, that's what we're looking for. But from those extra numbers coming in, there's a few people who are not really possibly football focused. They're in with a crowd who, and they think they could get away with causing damage and getting away with it. But I can assure everyone at Stars Park and the crowd, the people that come, we're looking to find these people, and they will be given bans from the club. We don't want that kind of following, and we don't want the name of Raith Rovers tarnished. So we will speak to other clubs that's involved, and we'll do our best to try and stop that from happening in any following games we've got.
Do you know at this stage how much the damage might cost the club?
At this moment in time, we don't know exactly how much. Partick Thistle have been very good with us. We've been speaking to them, liaising back and forth with Bob Farmer, the safety manager. So we're in discussions with them. As I say, Partick Thistle have been very good with us. They're looking to keep the cost down to an absolute minimum. So that's all as much I could say at this moment in time, yeah.
And what will this mean going forward for the travelling Raith Rovers support?
Well, we put our statement out there onto the media platform, and we hope that we'll get through to the good supporters to try and weed out that minority that are spoiling it for the majority. Our safety manager officer is looking at things at the moment, and we might have to look at probably just making sure the people that we've got are real supporters of the club, and that's what we'd want.
Like accreditation style checking before?
That's a possible, yeah, that's something we're looking into do. Official supporters of the official members of the supporters club, so we'll look to look at that and make sure that they are proper people, so it'll limit the amount of non-supporters going possibly onto our official team buses, etc. So that's to come in the near future.
And do you think that might come in time before the cup final next month?
At this moment in time, I don't have an actual time when it will be up and running, but we're quite hopeful. Bob Farmer, as I say, the safety officer, he's working on that because it's something we want to nip in the bud and get out there. So we're doing everything we can to progress things along, and we're hopeful that it'll be in place for the cup final.
Looking ahead to the cup final next month, how much could Raith Rovers potentially gain financially out of being in that match and out of the run that they've had in the tournament this season?
Yeah, there's a financial reward there. I don't think there's an awful lot of secret that could be looked up. The winners get £40,000 for winning the trophy, and the runners-up will get £25,000. Over and above that, hopefully it will be good for the club as far as sponsorship is concerned. I think we've done well enough to warrant bringing people to Stars Park on sponsorship deals. I think we've raised the profile of the club with achieving the final. So it's all good for the club. Over on the back of getting to the final, if the team continues to do well in the league, we're just going to attract better sponsorship, and that's only good for us. So as you know, Raith Rovers are a club who, the last number of seasons, it's been a struggle. We're in a lower league, a league that we don't want to be in. And so that has an impact on our cash flow. So it's very, very important that we do well in the cup and also continue our fine form in the league.
How problematic will it be for Raith Rovers if they miss promotion again this season?
Yeah, I think unfortunately there probably will be a knock-on effect for that. We've tried hard over the last 3 years to achieve promotion. Obviously the last two we've just missed out at the sort of final hurdle, so this year we'll hopefully make it, but it will be difficult. I think it may be the case that we'd have to then definitely look at going part-time, which is not what our aim is.
On the other hand though, a potential cup double this season, how exciting is that?
Oh, it's fantastic. To be honest, there's a great vibe around the club just now. Not just the team on the park. There's a lot of things been happening at Stars Park. We've got a lot of good people here, and we're looking to progress and take the club forward. And so everywhere you look at in the club, there's a good feeling. And a cup double, that would just be absolutely a dream world, really. It would be a dream world. But we're there, and we're pretty close, so it's just about keeping it going, and I'm sure I've got a good feeling that this team could pull it off.
I mean, you must be especially pleased to see that the team are obviously doing so well in League One, but in games such as the Partick win, and also even taking on Livingston in the Scottish Cup, that this is a team that's able to compete with teams in higher leagues in Scotland, and how especially pleasing is that?
Yeah, that's great, and I think they have to give a lot of credit to John McGlynn and Paul Smith. They've came in here and eventually brought their own team in. I think they've made some very, very good appointments, and also what they've continued to do is bring some really good youngsters through. Obviously, Kieran Bowie, the big story of the season so far, but there's a number of other young lads there who are doing really well with the team, who we have rewarded with extended contracts. And that's all down to John McGlynn and Paul Smith bringing these guys through. So that gives us a platform to build for the future. These guys are look to play in these big games against the bigger clubs. So, but I think with the team management, they've got these guys in the right frame of mind that when they're playing, they're good enough to beat most teams in the Championship. So that's where we think our place is. So we'll be there at the end of the season, I'm sure.
And I mean, you mentioned Kieran Bowie and the club's higher profile as well, and how especially pleasing is it to see a player of his calibre and go to a second tier English club?
Well, being a Kirkcaldy guy, there's no better thing to see than a young Kirkcaldy boy coming in, playing for his heroes, his hometown heroes, Raith Rovers, and to achieve what he's done in a short space of time is just fantastic. Kieran's a lovely lad, he's well focused, and he just wants to play football and do his best. He's been given a great platform here at Raith Rovers, and as I say, John and Paul have brought him on tremendously, and all credit to everyone involved that Kieran's got this move to Fulham, and I'm sure he'll grab that with both hands and do well for himself.
And I don't suppose, finally, you've got a final message for the fans going into the final 3 or 4 months this season?
All I would like to say is they've been brilliant with us so far. They've made great noise. A lot of the guys coming across to the away games, especially. But please just come and support the team throughout. Stick with us, and I'm sure our team's going to give you plenty to cheer about by the end of this season.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.